This recording, Liaoning 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Dock Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge? Checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to struct around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah comforted the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah wondered that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So this is why my grandmother always let their children to know at least one instrument, and then to have at least one habit. So all her granddaughter, which is my cousin and me, we play piano since we were 6. Every single of us. Yep. Damn. So that was like my grandmother was, and also we all know painting. And we all learn writing. Yes, we take the lessons to learn writing, and then take the the music, everything. And then me personally, I also had the one taking really taking the arts. 我生长在大连一个海滨城市，位于渤海海峡沿岸。是辽宁省第二大港口城市，环境优美，依山傍海，而且是位于中国第一位的发展中城市，所以近几年有很多的外资企业引进到大连，发展大连的工业产业。